I'm your host, Dan Kurtzwell, and welcome back for another year of ponies and a glass of bourbon. Welcome to Derby Week. This is the time of year, every year, that it gets a little stressful, it gets a little confusing, and it gets exciting. Things ratcheted up yesterday after we found out that Omaha Beach, the morning line favorite, has scratched from the race. For those of you keeping track at home, the Derby favorite has won the race 6 consecutive years. This year, I couldn't even tell you who the favorite's going to be come post time. Most likely one of the three Bafferts. Separating those three is going to be very difficult. It's an extremely wide open field at the top of the market. There's 5, 6, 7 horses that you can make arguments for to win the race if things go their way. It's a group of lightly raced horses, so we're really going to have to dive in, see who's coming into the race the right way, and who can improve and win the Kentucky Derby. As I mentioned earlier, this is a very even competitive race between, well, anyone under 20-1. I wouldn't be surprised if one of those horses would win. So you can take a shot. Personally, the horses that are shorter prices, I do think they are a step ahead of the other ones. I have not landed on my Derby horse yet. You know, in years past, I've had a very strong opinion on a single horse. Not the case so far this year. But I do have 4 main contenders that I'd like to share. First being Improbable, number 5, trained by Bob Baffert. Irad Ortiz will be riding him. He was undefeated as a 2-year-old, but really we need to look at is his races as a 3-year-old. He started off in Arkansas at Oaklawn Park running the Rebel Stakes, and he actually ran very well for the first mile, you know, maybe a little over a mile, until he got into the stretch where he was goofing off, maybe not so much goofing off as he was just looking in the stands, wasn't concentrating on the race at hand. So they did what you would do. They put on blinkers and help him concentrate. But he wasn't having it in his next start in the Arkansas Derby. He never really looked comfortable with those blinkers on. He threw a fit all the way from the post parade until he was in the gate. He jumped out of the gate. You know, they had to back him out. Came in. And with all that being said, he still ran a fairly good race. You know, he settled in. It's going to be raining on Saturday, and it was sloppy that day. He stood in there, took the dirt to his face. In the stretch, he made a run, a decent run, at Omaha Beach, who would have been the favorite, and just came up short. Pros and cons of that, he knows how to run when things don't always go his way. I really like that about him. But he still could be an unfinished project in the Derby, 20 horses, all those people, you never know what you're going to get with them. The next horse I'd like to look at is number 17, Roadster, also trained by Bob Baffert. This is a horse that was very well thought of going back to last summer. He won his first race convincingly. And then after that, he ran the Del Mar Futurity, where he finished third. And it was a little disappointing, I know, for Bob in that situation. But it came out that he was having issues with his throat. He ended up having throat surgery, repaired it. He took 7 months off. Well, he came back. He ran in an allowance race, just a miler, against a decent horse in Nolo Contesso. And he won that, you know, on the front end even. And came back in the Santa Anita Derby, having to win or take second to make it to the Kentucky Derby. And this is a very interesting race because how you look at Roadster really depends on how you look at this race. He was farther back than he usually is, and he let the horses on the front end, Game Winner, Instagram, he let them do the work on the front end, and coming in the far turn and even leaving the far turn, he was pretty far back for what I didn't think was a very fast pace. And he makes a big run in the stretch and comes out and wins it. What you have to look at is game winner or roadster. Game winner ran four paths wide, covered way more ground, and the trip probably set up a little more perfectly for roadster. What you have to look at is the upside of this horse. Yes, he hasn't raced all that much. He needs to do some learning yet. But his 98 buyer he earned there, really, if he can improve off of that, puts him right in the mix of things in the Derby. After talking about Roadster, it only makes sense to move on to Game Winner, who is the third horse trained by Bob Baffert. His three horses, I would think, would be the top three betting choices on the line. Which one goes off favorite? Your guess is as good as mine. You can make cases for and against all of them. Like Improbable, Game Winner was undefeated as a 2-year-old, actually the 2-year-old champion. He won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile at Churchill Downs, so he has a win over the track. That always helps. But also, like Improbable, he has not won as a 3-year-old, which begs the question, has he improved as from 2 to 3? Was he just a precocious horse that matured faster than the others? Or is he making strides this season? The two races this year, the first being the Rebel Stakes, the excuse you can make for him there would be that he did not plan on running there. After closing down Santa Anita, he was going to run in California. They had to shift tack over to Arkansas, where he ran fine. He put in a bid for the lead, but ultimately, by a nose, he lost to Omaha Beach. In his second race, in the Santa Anita Derby, we talked about it earlier. He ran 4 to 5 lengths wide the entire way around the track, covered a lot of extra ground. This is a horse that will enjoy the extra distance. He's bred to go long. I guess, yeah, he's going to be a hard trying horse. He always gives it his best. Just to put him over the top, I'm not sure if he's made that stride yet. The last horse that I'm going to talk about as one of my main contenders is the 8-horse Tacitus. Surprisingly, not trained by Bob Baffert, but trained by Bill Mott. Jose Ortiz will be in the irons. This is a horse that has had a couple of good runs this year. And he's coming off a 3-race win streak dating back to last November when he broke his maiden. His first race this year was in Tampa Bay, where he was coming off of his layoff, going two turns for the first time, and just ran a decent race. I don't know that there were any superstars in that race. Outshine's a decent horse. Win wins. We'll talk about him later. But it was a solid race. His second race is the race that makes me more excited about him. In the Wood Memorial, he was bumped hard, slammed at the start. He overcame that, got floated a little wide into the turn, and still came with that big finish, ran down tacks for the win. He's kind of proven that he can win at different tracks. When he was racing early in his 2-year-old career, he was kind of close to the lead. He's since then moved back off. The paces haven't been as fast. I think that proves he can be versatile, and with that nice post he has at 8, he can find his own trip, I'm hoping. And his buyer figures put him right there with the tops. He had a 97 last time out, so he'll still need to improve, but this is a horse that can overcome some things. That in that 20 horse field here, there's going to be some bumping. You get through that traffic, and this could be a horse that could do that. The key to cashing a big ticket on Derby Day is finding those long shot plays, those horses that are going to finish second, third, fourth, and juice up your trifecta, your superfecta. And there's a number of horses this year that can fit that mold. I'm just going to quickly run through four or five of those horses that I will be including underneath. First of all, number 3, By My Standards, who will be 20-1. He won the Louisiana Derby, a solid effort there, and apparently has just been working out tremendous. at the track. He's been at Churchill Downs for a few weeks now, and all the clockers are raving about him. Number two, Tax. Don't love that inside post position, but he's proven in that in the Wood Memorial that he's a tough horse. He can take a little bit of a beating, and in that Wood, he finished second to Tacitus. Another one would be Code of Honor, who's the 13. It would be 15-1. I actually really like this horse. That Florida Derby was run at such a slow pace on the front end that it gave no chance for any closers to have an effort, and he made a good run at it. And he's a tough horse that can juice it up at the end there. And then Spinoff, who will be 30-1. He finished second in that Louisiana Derby to By My Standards. And he's just a very lightly raced horse going out for Todd Pletcher. So, you know, the connections are tried and true. He has enough upside. And lastly, the horse I'd like to talk about would be Maximum Security. And this is a horse that, on a year-to-year basis, there's Nyquist, there's Always Dreaming. There's a horse that's run big speed figures against lower competition with slow paces where they could just have it their own way on the front end, and I bet against them. Well, this year, I'm not going to let that horse beat me. Maximum Security is a horse that I would normally bet against, especially at a low price. If he's 10-1, I don't love it. I'd like to get a little more value out of that, but I will not let him beat me. Which brings me to my long shot key horse. This is the horse that I'll use fairly aggressively underneath in my tries, my supers, if I play the super, and Exacta, and I'll probably get a little bit of a win bet on him, and he is the number 14 horse, win. He had a strong two-year-old campaign, including in January, a 99 buyer in that Pasco, going 7 furlongs. Since then, he's not been able to repeat that, which leads some people to believe that the distance is against him. However, if you look at his two-year-old races, one thing is in common. He had the same jockey, Pimentel, has been on him all those races. Since then, they called up Irad. Irad has rode him like a pure closer. And for him to make a factor in the race, he can't be ridden like a pure closer. He has to be maybe not on or near the lead, but he has to be at least in a stalking position. All that considering with how far he's been back in those races, he ran in the Tampa Bay Derby, where it was a solid effort, where he actually covered more ground than Tacitus. And then the Bluegrass was a race that, one, the track was playing, favoring horses on the lead that day, but also when he went to make his run in the far turn, he got completely stopped. He lost all of his momentum, and then he still wheeled out and finished and came up a little short, but he finished second that day. There was also an interesting workout on Sunday where Win came up to Tacitus and Country House, who were working in front of him, and actually came up and passed him. Those are two strong horses, and he's been working out great. So Win will be my long shot key on Kentucky Derby Day. Now we've come to the bourbon tasting portion of the program. Tonight I will be sampling Michter's 10-year, also known as M10, as the kids call it. Really tough bottle to find at retail. Luckily, I have myself a friend on the Wisconsin Bourbon Secondary Market Group. So, without further ado, let's get our nose in there. I can pick up on some caramel, maybe a little roasted grain at first. Give it a try. Oh, yeah. That's incredibly smooth. And really a lot of flavor. That is a mature bourbon right there. I've got caramel, roasted grain, as I said. A little bit of cinnamon oil. Vanilla. And just a dash of fruit flavor at the end there. That's a good bourbon. This year, I'm going to take a couple different approaches to my wagering strategy. Without having that strong opinion on a single horse, I'm going to rely more on designing wagers that allow multiple horses to win. The two places I'm going to do this, mostly in the trifecta pool, but also using the multi-race wagers, the pick three, pick four, maybe the double, to use multiple horses with other opinions I have. So to start with the tries, the biggest main bet I'm going to have, well, I don't know if it was the bourbon flowing, but I landed on improbable as my pick. As I said, I'm gonna use multiple horses, so it's not really going to matter that much. But on those push bets, on those when I'm using one single horse, it'll mostly be improbable. For my trifectas, I'm going to use a two-prong approach, both keying a horse or two to win, and then also a reverse key, keying in on a horse to finish second and third. So my main bet in the try will be I'll go through the numbers first. 5 and 17 over the 5, 7, 14, 17, 16, 8, over the 5, 7, 14, 17, 16, 8. 1, 6, 3, 13, 19, 2. If you weren't paying attention, that is improbable and roadster over improbable, maximum security, win, 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 roadster, game winner, Tacitus. And then when you spread out on this third spot, we're going to get all those same horses plus War of Will, Vekoma, By My Standards, Code of Honor, Spinoff, and Tax. And then that'll be a 50-cent bet for a total of $50. On the next bet, I want to key in on improbable winning with the other likelies underneath. So it'll be improbable, and then roadster, win, 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 game winner in second. And then in third, again, roadster, win, 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 game winner, and also Tacitus, Code of Honor, By My Standards. And that'll make a dollar bet for 12 total. And then I'm also going to run that back. As I said earlier, I'm not going to let Maximum Security beat me. So I'll put him in first, and then all those likelies I just had in the last one, we'll put those in second and third. For the reverse try, this is where you put all your likelies on top, first and second, and then I'm going to use win, win, win as my key. So you go improbable, maximum security, roadster, game winner, Tacitus, over those horses, plus By My Standards and Code of Honor, over win, win, win. And then you flip it so you have the same five horses finishing in first, and then you put win, win, win in second, and those other six in third. Those are both $15 bets. And then also just a little saver in case win, win, win does win. Put him in first, improbable, roadster, game winner in second, and then in third place, improbable, game winner, roadster, By My Standards, Tacitus, and Code of Honor. That's a $12 bet. So these tries come out to $108. That's the bet that I'm going to be keying in on. If you want to go with a smaller bankroll, either just key on in those last two where you don't have to spread as much. Those last two meaning the ones where you only have one winner on first, or when you only use the likelies with win, win, win. Or if that's still too much, stick to the exactas. In the Kentucky Derby, the exactas payouts are still pretty good. Lastly, I will be playing multi-race wagers, pick three, pick four, playing into this last race. I'll zero in on opinions I have in the earlier races, so I can spread in this race where I don't have as much of an opinion. I still have a handful of horses that I like. In a field like this, you get so much value out of playing those multi-race wagers. As my A horses, obviously it's Improbable and Roadster. And then my B horses that I still want to be alive to would be Game Winner, Roadster, sorry, Game Winner, Maximum Security, Tacitus, and Win Win Win. And don't forget, in this race, you get value in whichever pool you play. So even if it's a win bet, you're going to be getting a great price on whoever you bet. Thank you for joining me on this year's Kentucky Derby edition of Ponies in a Glass of Bourbon. New this year, you can follow me on Twitter at Ponies in a Glass. I will try to answer all your questions. And please subscribe, rate, review. I wish you all the best of luck.